today that I'm going to. It's another thing that is gonna hurt you, Scotty.
What's gonna hurt you?
We are marching, you know, forward. Technology is changing, and a major retailer has announced yesterday that it will no longer sell CDs. Okay. The electronics retailer Best Buy will pull all CDs from its shelves come July 1. Now, maybe you don't buy them there. I know you're a Bull Moose guy, local record store, which is great.
As long as the local ones keep selling them.
Right, but then the record industry, it's one step further for the record industry moving away, you know, from CDs. And you know, look, obviously, I like the hard CD. I like to have it in my hand. I like to read the album art. It's not the same as a download. I'm moving in the download direction, no question, because that's where it's going. You can't fight it. But it's hard.
I can't fight it.
It is hard.
And I will fight it.
I just another place where you can't.
I just went Friday.
Get them.
Friday after work, I swing into Bull Moose with my list.
And
could
the auto,
you please order me this? I'll take that.
But the auto industry is moving forward too. There is no CD players unless you specifically ask for them in a car now.
I knew somebody just bought a car though. They had a CD player.
I have a CD player.
You can
and
get
I
them,
just,
but you have to ask for them.
Yesterday, driving from where I live to go to the pasta loft is about a 90-minute drive for me.
Right.
So I brought my portable CD player, my pile of CDs,
I can't do it.
And it's funny because I have a little like a little crate that everything sits in. And Amy's like, "That is like
me too."
So weird. I bring
I can't
it out of the
do
car.
It. Yeah. I can't do it. It's like bringing a boombox. I can't put a boombox in the seat of my car.
To me, music, it goes hand in hand with going for a ride. It's your soundtrack. I get to enjoy listening to my local licks, bands I'm going to play on local licks, bands that I need to play for my metal show. That's how I listen to it. I like driving down the road going, you know, this song's really good.
Yeah.
But lately, I've had to do it in the living room where I put it on the stereo and everybody gets to enjoy the sounds of Meshuggah.
Right. Which is awesome. Yeah, it's different, and I know there are services like Spotify. You can go on, you can play an album. I don't mind paying, you know, I don't mind paying a service for a month if it gives me that kind of that opportunity. However, the album's not mine. The album, I want it to be mine, and a download doesn't make it mine. It's kind of like they let me borrow it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I want a physical thing, and it's going away. I'm never going to be able to have that.
I can't stand it. And you know what? A lot of this stuff, it's where we're at, and I deal with it.
Yep.
I deal with it. We watch, you know, you might put on Netflix, and you flip through, and you're like, okay, I don't really know a lot about this movie, but I'll check it out. But I'm not accepting this when it comes to music. I still want the CD. I want to buy it.
Just letting you know, it's going to be harder and harder. I feel bad for you. I have a lot of my stuff on in my iPod, which I've already started to make that transition long ago. You have nothing.
No. There's 14,000 CDs at the house. Easily. Easily.
That's a lot.
14,000. I have five.
14,000?
I have five. That's how many CDs I have. Nothing compared to him.
That's
a lot.
30 photo... When you get your photocopying paper in boxes, I have 34 boxes.
Like mind you...
What the hell is it?
And if it's true for me, you know it's got to be triply true for him. A lot of stuff I have, nobody would ever want to listen to.
Wait, how often are you going to even grab one of those?
Oh my God. I'll go through like a phase where I'm like, oh my God, I want to listen. I'm going to see Cattle Decapitation. I'll go through the CDs, grab
a lot
of them. And I have, you know.
Are they all alphabetized?
No, but they're each one of them is on the end of the box has all the albums.
I
don't know the alphabet.
I have every Bruce Coburn CD. Every one. Some of them aren't good. And I love the guy. You know what I mean? I got every Sinatra, every Beatles. But I don't have anything compared to what he has.
It's going to be
sad.
When Amy first moved in, she was like, oh my God, this closet would be great for him. You shut the door.
It's crazy.
That's not yours.
I don't know, especially with like you get the iHeart radio app and I want to hear this song. I look it up and I can play that song right
there. Roadkill's bands are even tougher. Are all his bands on? Could you get there? I mean, there's some eclectic stuff.
I don't know if
I don't know if a lot of the stuff that he has would be there, but like I could press my phone in the car and say, Alexa, play David Byrne Heroes, because I put it in there. You know what I mean? I put it in there, but you're going to be so far behind the eight ball when you do switch over.
No, not happening.
You will.
Not happening. Nope.
It's going to be impossible. Like my buddy Bill has the biggest music collection of anybody I've ever known, and it's all on his iPod. puts everything on there. You know,
why can't he find a specialty shop that puts in CD players in cars? He could do that,
yep.
And he could still play CDs at home.
Yeah.
Well, I went to one.
I think it's still weird that you don't have a CD player.
And they said to me, you can either lose your viewing screen, so when you back up, you can lose this, or your glove compartment.
One or the other.
Yeah. Now
it's going to be the glove compartment.
I don't want to lean over the glove compartment.
Good point.
I don't want to, and at the same time, a part of me is like, I don't really care if I give up the glove compartment, but
right.
I don't want to lose the glove compartment. And I definitely don't want to lose the middle screen because it helps me back up.
And back to listening to music at home. Do you really listen to the death metal at home?
Yeah, because
that's how you relax.
Because, well, I have to do some of this for work. You know, they send me a CD, I have to find a clean track to play. If a local band sends me a CD,
right.
I listen to five or six songs, find a clean track. And that's how I do it now, is at home, because I don't have that ability
right, but you're not putting on, Cattle Decaf.
Oh, absolutely.
Not listening to the whole album while you're at home.
Yeah, if I'm doing things around. Oh, absolutely.
Poor Beth.
I would off myself. I put my head in the oven.
For you.
Thank you.
For your own
thank
sake.
You. My own sanity. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Was it like two weekends ago, Amy had to work on a Saturday, and I had to put new heads on my drum set. Oh, the CD player was mine. The house was mine.
Oh, imagine being the neighbor. Oh, my God.
No, wait a minute.
What is that?
I am respectful.
Crazy.
It's not.
All right.
But I'm sure if you walk down the hall, you're going,
whoa.
Keep moving, kids.
Is that Napalm Death?
Yeah. Wow. Honey, I think I hear the strains of Napalm Death.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Walk by that door really, really quick, kids.
Anyway, I've always wondered about that. I always wondered, because when I'm home and I listen to stuff that I don't hear, that we don't normally play, because it's my getaway from it.
Yeah.
Right? That's how I got into Sinatra. But I always wondered about you and people that listen to heavy metal, how it relaxes them is beyond me. I don't get it.
Very relaxing.
But I know it does.
Yeah.
It does. So
now, but if I go to a show or play a show, on my way home, I don't want to listen to metal. That's when I make the switch. I kind of put something on that I'm not used to, because it kind of keeps me awake.
That's how you found Enrique Iglesias, hero.
I totally go the opposite direction, where I'm like, okay, I'm kind of tired, so why don't I put on something that I'm not really used to?
Right.
I'll go, who's that?
He gets done rocking the Chinese restaurant. You know what I mean?
He
destroys it. Well, there was a free buffet. And the heavy metal. And then when he gets to the car, he puts this on. And this is what...
Wind it down.
This is what guides him home.
Would you dance?
Oh, yeah, it hurts.
If I asked you to dance... would you run?
It's like going from 1,000 miles an hour to zero.
Yes, yeah.
Back.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Would
we go to Minneapolis next.
If you saw
we could have used a hero last night, couldn't we? I thought we were going to have one, too. Matt Chatham.
Tonight.
And the final Chatham Report of the Year is coming up after Kelly does news.
Would you tremble?
Thank you very much.
If I touched your...